here from both me and Artificial Dragon, the co-host of Can Mayonnaise Kill a Jedi, and welcome to the...
Can Mayonnaise Kill a Jedi, and our 81st episode, and first episode of 2025. How does it feel, Hannah?
We're gonna be another year older.
No, that is fair. At the time of his recording, my true shock of all shocks, my future sight did not, was not accurate. We are, well, we're a little bit away. We're at the current moment, 988 subs. We're less than 15 subs away from 1K subscribers. So it's going to be really exciting once we hit that 1K, Hannah.
We still need ideas for the 1K episode.
That is very true. I might have a couple of ideas. If not, we'll probably go back to part 2 of the Dark Empire trilogy.
Yeah, true. Or we may have an idea for a live stream or something.
Exactly. But for our patrons, or just any of our new viewers in general, give us some ideas in the comments if you can. But anyway, yes, this is a new year with a new episode. But before we get into this nice short episode, we're going to do the regular shoutouts as we do per usual. Of course, if you love our content, be sure to subscribe, hit the notification button, and it does help us in the long run. And you will always be up to date with all of our content. But aside from that, we do have a Patreon, which you can find on patreon.com/canmail. Once again, that's patreon.com/canmail. Our Discord server is open for everybody, so you don't need to contribute to the Patreon to have access to it. But if you contribute to any amount, all of it is appreciated. It goes towards all of the content that we make. But if you contribute to the mid-tier to the highest tier, you will get exclusive rights for future Patreon episodes on your favorite character, on your favorite faction, technology, so on and so forth. You will have exclusive voting rights. And the one that is most popular for all of your other supporters, we'll be talking about it. We did Wilhelm Tarkin last time, which is a Patreon episode, but we will be doing some voting soon. We're just kind of realigning our schedule currently, but yeah, if you want us to talk about your favorite character, go ahead and support us on the Patreon.
Also, with the Patreon perks, you get access to other channels that only Patreon members can access.
Yeah,
like sneak peeks and sketches and poster suggestions. And
exactly. Exactly. Not to mention some of the bloopers that might happen when we do our episode recordings, which doesn't happen a whole lot, but I always make sure to put it up for everybody to listen to our classic shenanigans together. But yeah, we unfortunately don't have a Patreon art piece for this month yet, but it is in the works. But in the meantime, have a nice little look at Darth Celine's art piece from last month, which is still so, mwah, chef's kiss.
I like how it turned out.
Yeah, me too, Hannah. But that aside, let me go ahead and give a shout out to our highest tier patrons. We have Alan Lee, Y Wolves, Dr. Emboss, Gobez, Lee Fott, Milo, Mela Khalid, Trainboy17, and Tristan H. Thank you, everybody, so much for supporting our podcast. And we are looking forward to your support and the support of others this brave new year.
Please support Celine's Cantina.
Yeah, support Celine's Cantina. I'm looking forward to the questions that everybody will be throwing in the cantina over there, Hannah, over some nice drinks.
Yeah, I hope so. I still need to do that specials one, but I can't believe I saw the Life Day question that you post that you sent, and I was going to answer it, but then I realized, well, it's past Christmas.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I realized, oh shit, one of my characters is that I said that my one of my characters was actually born on Life Day and totally fucking forgot.
Oh no. The instance where the author forgets the shit for one of her characters. That's always a classic blunder.
Oops.
Oops.
I've got plenty of other shit to worry about.
So. You know, that's fair. I forget a lot of things. Believe it or not, I do forget about a lot of things on my own podcast, Hannah. So you are not alone in that regard.
But yes, please send me asks specifically on the blog. Don't DM me. You know who you are.
I'm looking forward to sending more questions over there, though, Hannah.
They're always supported and appreciated.
I really did love the answer that you gave for the Darth Revan one. Everybody is just collectively, we're so tired.
Yeah, everyone's like, we're so tired of this bullshit, and why won't you fucking die?
It is a funny one. But with that, with our self-promoting aside, Hannah, what are we going to be talking about in this brave new year?
Gunk.
Yes, if that wasn't enough of an indicator, guys, we will be talking about something a little bit more simple in the grand scheme of the Star Wars universe, and that is the Gonk Droid. Yeah, I think for our very first episode of 2025, we've done a whole lot of grandiose villains, a lot of crazy events.
A lot of long things.
A lot of long things. I think it's about time that we return to something a little bit simpler. Something that we could just relax and laugh out loud about.
Yeah, this is going to be a chill, laid-back episode.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those episodes.
We're not doing a deep dive.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I'm not going to say we're doing a deep dive on the Gonk Droid, because truth be told, there isn't a whole lot of lore on it. I mean,
I said we're not doing a deep dive.
Yeah, I know. I think it's one of the things I really do like about Star Wars is that it's not just your typical sci-fi universe. It gives you hints that this is a living, breathing universe. It's not just, oh, there's a lot of people with space guns and everything. It actually shows you little tidbits, like the cantina scene with a shit ton of aliens. Or in the Death Star, you have a bunch of stormtroopers following the Mel's droid. Like, ooh, what's that? Who is that? What does that do?
Or the stormtrooper hitting his head.
Yeah, those little instances that show you that Star Wars isn't just some fictional universe behind a screen. It's a living, breathing world. And that's one of the things that truly encapsulates me with Star Wars.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I like that little detail. It's all about world building.
Yeah, exactly. And Star Wars, even though George Lucas, with his dialogue, kind of a little bit iffy, especially with a prequel trilogy, but he is really...
The sequels are
worse. You're not wrong, Hannah. But point is, George Lucas does an amazing job of world building.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Because, like, sorry to nitpick on the sequels again, but I heard, like, Poe's stupid your mom joke that he tried with Kylo. It's like, that's not Star Wars dialogue.
No?
That's fucking Marvel dialogue.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, especially with that memeable quote where he's like, somehow Palpatine returns.
So stupid. Anyway,
yeah.
Sequel slander aside.
Yeah, the Gonk Droid, Hannah. Yeah, the Gonk Droid, even though it... Okay, Hannah, let me ask you something. When you look at the Gonk Droid, what do you think it is?
I don't know. At first, I thought walking trash can. Because it does kind of look like a trash can.
I mean, considering what they made this thing out of, you're technically not wrong. But, let me go... Actually, so one of the nice things about background droids is that they have their own unique role. Like, you see with the Senate chambers, there's the camera droids that go around. There's the window washing droids that you see in episode 2, so on and so forth. The Gonk Droid, I'm going to be completely honest. Probably the only thing memorable about it is that it's a walking trash can, and it just says, gonk, gonk. That's probably the only reason it's remembered so fondly today, because it says the gonk.
Yeah, true.
But
there are a few instances, especially in Swator,
mm-hmm.
where, like, there's this pet that you can get specifically from the Nar Shaddaa nightlife, the casino event.
Okay.
It's a gonk droid, but instead of a trash can, it's a claw machine. It just, it follows you around waddling like the little gonk droid, and it makes the sound, but it's a little claw machine with toys inside.
Okay, that's pretty good, actually. That is pretty great.
And in some instances, like on the Starforge, or the Star, not the Starforge, the Star Fortresses.
Oh, the Star Fortresses, yeah.
When you go to fight boss of the Starforge.
I know what you're talking about. It's been a good while since we did the Eternal Empire episode, but I know what you're talking about.
Not the Exarch, but the AI that's running the
The super complicated name. That's not important, though.
But before that fight, the quote-unquote medical droid that you can heal and sell all your shit to is a gonk droid.
Yep. Yeah, especially, I'm sure I'm not the only one who remembers this, but in the old Battlefront games, the gong droid serves as a ammunition droid, where you just go up to and it gives you back ammunition. It's just, gonk, gonk. It just waddles around in place. But anyway, so you say that the gong droid is a trash can of the other version that you get in Swator, is like a claw machine or something, right?
I think it was specifically flavored to be like a little claw machine.
Yeah, a claw machine or an ammunition droid.
Multiple functions.
Okay, gameplay-wise, it has multiple functions. But in Universe, the gong droid is very specifically a power droid.
A power droid.
Think of it as like a walking, not exactly speaking, but walking, gonking, power station.
Huh. I think in one of the... Okay. I know we're all tired of the Mando story. Especially because they're taking their sweet-ass time.
Yeah, that's fair.
But when you first land on... Not when you first land on, but when you get to... Starting planets, fuck, what was it? Ord Mantell.
Ord Mantell, yeah, that's right.
Get to Ord Mantell in the Mando storyline. You have to work with this random-ass miner.
Ah.
Her name is Petra, and it turns out she's Force-sensitive, da-da-da, but you're trying to save her sister who got kidnapped, and the Mandos are trying to get Force-sensitive slaves.
Nice, nice.
Never explained, by the way.
Of course.
But, you have to blow up the door that's at the tram that's holding the people inside.
Yeah.
Imagine fucking Darth Nox with this random ass miner from Ord Mantell trying to figure out how to open this door, and she just looks over and is like, what about the gonk droid?
Blow it up.
No, you have to activate it and then wait as it waddles from its charging station down a ramp. Past enemies that you have to defend it from, and then you get it to blow up.
Nice.
It's sweet little ass time.
Yeah. That's generally the type of speed that you're going with a gong droid in lore as well.
It's very slow.
It is very, very slow. But yes, it's called the gong droid, but it goes specifically by GNK Power Droid. It gets the popular name Gong Droid because it...
Of the sound it makes.
Yeah, the sound it makes, which is, what was it? It's basically it just making a waddle sound, which makes it sound like a gonk, but it got so popular and it utters it like a friggin' Pokemon. Everybody just calls it a Gong Droid.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is kind of cute. But yeah, the GNK Power Droid is a product of Industrial Automation, which is the same manufacturers that made the R series Astromech Droid, R2 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all Power Droids are droids that are built with a power source, usually an ambulatory fusion generator. So they're essentially walking nuclear reactors.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's why they have that huge oomph to them when they explode.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just a fucking walking nuke.
Yeah, but it's essentially just walking around as a mobile battery, charging vehicles and machineries. Like, it has multiple outlets. Like, you could, I imagine you, like, put a phone charger in it if you want to. Like, it could power...
oversized portable charger.
I'm just imagining this droid just walking around in, like, a starport or something, and a young Twi'la girl's like, "Ah, damn it, my phone is dead." Looks over to the Gong droid. Gonk. There we go. But yeah, they became very important in both civilian and military life across the galaxy, where they ran power for basically entire towns on backwater worlds, especially on... in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, where a permanent power station isn't going to be readily available. You have the power droid there for you.
That's so cute. This whole town's power relies on one little thing.
Exactly. Who, depending on the model, just keeps going, gong. Gonk. Because there are multiple types of power droids. The gong droid is just the most popular one.
Everybody loves the gong droid.
Oh, yeah. The power droid on the surface is a very simplistic design. It's just basically a box with legs. But underneath it has multiple layers of armor to keep the, you know, the fusion generator inside it protected from blaster fire and all that. I think it basically has armor coating and a shield generator around it. So it's very, very unlikely for you to blow it the fuck up.
Sounds like this is just a sad generalization of us Americans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard, but there was a little robot that traveled all across Canada.
Oh, yeah, I remember the story, yeah.
But as soon as they left him in America, he got destroyed. I don't think us Americans could destroy a Gonk droid.
They could try if they would like. But yeah, like, even if somehow a blaster shot did get through the armor, there is actually some, what was it? There was a safety shutdown that shut down the fusion reactor, so it doesn't go boom, that sort of thing. Yeah. It also has eternal cooling fluid to, you know, regulate the temperature of a fusion reactor, like you would with a nuclear reactor with the coils and all that.
Yeah, just a cool, like a, it's got a mini cooling tower inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it has a single, singular plate on somewhere on its chest that opens up, and it has a little manipulator arm to manipulate objects. So the Gong droid can technically lift things if it wants to. It just
has a little itty bitty arm.
Yeah, it's just like the grabber, like more fucking, God damn it, why am I not thinking of his name? The guy from Go-Go Gadget.
Claw?
There we go. Dr. Claw! Claw the Gonk Droid!
He's just got this little pincher just...
Yeah, exactly. That's not going to do Jack. But it can manipulate something if it really wants to. I'm just imagining it's trying to open doors. Just...
Or open just it up. Walking into a door.
Exactly. But yeah, like a majority of droids, the power droids only speak in binary, which is more popularly called droid speak. Or in the Gong droids case, it's just the legit language that they named it is Gonkin. It's Gonkin. Like, I do actually have a quote from a Gong droid declaring its self-determination.
No, no fucking way.
Gonk, 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 gonk. Such inspiring words.
Truly. Truly inspiring.
Very inspiring words right there from that Gong droid.
Run for Senate.
better than Papa Palpy going on over there. I'd vote for him. Oh, yes. We're having a fun time with this episode. But yeah, also the... This is all for general power droids. All power droids have scanners such as spectrometers, X-rays, infrared, and sonar pulse emitters to basically scan equipment. It's programmed to help power. However, in most cases, if a power droid finds any cracks or leaks on the pieces of equipment they're supposed to be charging, they will outright refuse to charge it up. Nope. It's all like you go up to it with your car that looks like it's leaking fluids or gasoline or something. The Gondroid droid's like, nope, not doing that. Most likely for safety reasons, but due to this, a lot of people basically humanize it as it being stubborn. So yeah, power droids have a, quote, reputation of being stubborn.
That's funny.
It's kind of funny. But
I just picture you trying to charge up your speeder with a gong.
Yeah.
Just the engineer soundbite. Nope.
Nope. Come on. Come on. Nope. It's like, gong. But aside from its stubborn, quote-unquote stubborn personality, it has a reputation for being stupid, as it has a very simplistic programming.
Well, duh.
Like,
it's not as high-tech as a fucking astromech or its or a protocol droid.
Yeah, exactly. like for example, if you told a power droid to just walk in a straight line, it will do that. Even as it's falling to its death. You could see it just walking as it's like, ah!
I got a boo-boo.
But yeah.
Might need to be a new sticker.
Sad to Gruda. But yeah, like, it's very simplistic, which is one of the main reasons why it's always recommended to put a power droid near, guardrails, or at least have it supervised so it doesn't fall off on, like, one of the towers of Coruscant or something. Because that's a disaster waiting to happen.
They probably don't take much to make.
No, well, it kind of depends, actually. So, power droids obviously come in all shapes and sizes. The most successful droid of this type is actually not the Gong droid. It's what is called an EG-6 power droid, manufactured by Vero Line Systems. Each one of these power droids costs 2,500 credits. Yeah, it's not too bad, but this is where the Gong droid comes in. In an attempt to get their slice of a power droid market, Industrial Automation created their Gong droid, which looked very similar to the EG-6. It's basically a Chinese ripoff.
Or with Star Wars and 40K. Sure, you copy my homework. Just make sure it looks different.
Let me just send you a picture of both of these droids and tell me if you could see any difference between them.
They look exactly the same.
Exactly. It's a straight up ripoff, except Industrial Automation made it a lot cheaper. I said before that that the EG-6 power droid costs 2,500 credits. You want to know how much the Gong droid costs?
How much?
100.
That is super cheap.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
60 if it's used.
make this little walk-in trash can that powers your things.
Pretty much. And it keeps saying, Gong.
Oh my god.
But yeah, obviously, they look so similar that, Virgil Line Systems considered it a feature for future concept theft. The only difference is that it utters the gonk, so. but yeah.
Yeah, you can copy my homework, just make sure you change the answers. Nope.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, here we go. The gonk droid gets its name from the low honking noises that sound like gonk.
Well, no shit. We've been doing that since we started.
Yeah, exactly. But it is actually very successful, even though it is basically a Chinese copy of the EG-6. So successful, in fact, that Industrial Automation created another power droid, simply called the Plunk Droid.
The Plunk Droid?
Basically, if you sandwich two gong droids together.
That just glue two gong droids by the ass together.
Take a wild guess what it utters.
Plonk.
Plonk, plonk.
It's a walking robot trash can dog.
Yeah, except the plonk power droid, instead of a fusion reactor, it holds liquid Tabana, which is very important for blasters and other fuel components. Mm-hmm. And you could, if you watch any episode of The Clone Wars, they're literally everywhere in the Republic Navy.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I just see robot dog.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, it looks like a boxy dog. But yeah, aside from the nice little details about the Gong Droid, there's a couple of neat little quirky histories involving the Gong Droid. Like I said before, the Gong Droid is found on a lot of underdeveloped worlds. I think you could see them as background droids on, like, Tatooine and all that. At one point, there was this HUD crime lord by the name of Grotto, who had his own droid army, and he wanted to destroy the Fondor shipyards. One of these droids, okay, his droid army is not like the Trade Federation's droid army or anything like that. It's basically composed of a bunch of mundane droids, like a medical droid with knives or something like that.
Okay.
He is a Gong droid that just has a blaster on top of its head.
I cast a gun!
I cast gun!
Just gonk, pew, gonk, pew!
This particular Gong droid would be encountered by Mace Windu, by the way.
No fucking way.
Yes. And Mace Windu looks at his Gong droid as it gonk. And he just slashes the blaster off of its head. It's like, gonk. He didn't kill the droid, but yeah, he's now disarmed.
Like, no.
Imagine the motherfucking Gong droid. You know, there's that, I remember when we did Family Guy Star Wars, in the very first episode, R2-D2 just rolls down the windows of a Millennium Falcon and fires his Glock at some TIE fighters. I'm just imagining the Gong droid with his little manipulator arm just... Boom. I cast gun!
Oh, shit.
But during the Galactic Civil War, the Rebel Alliance used a bunch of modified Gong droids as basically suicide bombers.
I had a feeling that
someone
would store a bomb
in one. Yeah, like the Rebels were like, okay, Gonky buddy, go to that building over there. Gonk. Oh. Boom!
I mean, at least it was better sacrificing Gonk droids instead of actual... Sentience.
That is very true, but still. Poor Rip Gong droid.
Godspeed, you beautiful bastards.
Okay, now here is the one that I know you've been questioning about ever since you saw that thumbnail. On a more peculiar occasion, sometime after the Battle of Endor, we don't know what planet this happened on, but there's a pair of Gonk power droids that went around going door to door, you know, knocking on their doors, and people would open up, and they basically... They would go around requesting funding for a religious group.
Literally gonk missionaries! What the fuck?
And according to rumor, this so-called religious group was the Cult of the Power Droids.
Okay.
So yeah, just a bunch of Gong droids going around asking money, just gonk. I'm just imagining if a Gong droid has like a bag, it's like gonk.
It's like, what was it, the Black Guard?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of knowledge and secrets, it's gonk.
Gonk. But yeah, apparently this became so much of a problem that there's this travel guide made by a man named Ebion Q-Free Bobab. Point is, he does a lot of intergalactic communications and tips and all that. And in this droid, in this book, which is literally called Galactic Phrasebook and Travel Guide, which I believe is a real book that you could go out and buy somewhere. I'm not too sure.
Huh.
But it would be actually pretty cool to dive into one of these days. he basically gives a recommendation on how to get rid of these droids. And it's uttering this phrase. And I want you to attempt to say it, Hannah.
Gonk, gonk, gonk. Ko... Kangasay?
Yep. He recommends you to say that to those gonk droids.
Okay.
Which is said to be so highly... which I shit you not, is said to be a highly controversial statement that is not allowed to be legally translated.
You're just saying a slur in gonkies.
Pretty much, yeah. Gonk, 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 koyana si. Gonk?
The fuck did you say, mother?
He said the N-word.
It's a slur.
Oh my god. Praise the power droid.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Like I said, this is a more funny episode.
I'm liking
this. I do wish there were a lot more quirky stories about the gong droid like this. It's so fucking funny.
This is this kind of shit you wouldn't expect to see in Star Wars.
Exactly. And it's one of those background details that I absolutely appreciate about this franchise. But this is all that I have for in-lore history. Let's talk about the Knights behind-the-scenes stuff, shall we?
Okay.
So yeah, as I mentioned before, the Gong droid is one of the first background droids that you see in A New Hope. I believe it first appears in the Jawa Sandcrawler when R2-D2 wakes up and all that. In supplementary material, it was simply called the Power Droid. But a news group posting in 1993 led to the now official name becoming popular.
Really?
It was a nickname for the longest time until it became so popular. Like, yep, this is the Gong Droid.
I mean, just by the sound it makes, you would think that it would immediately be called the Gonk Droid.
Yeah. They just called it the Power Droid for the longest time. Like,
that's lame.
Yeah, that's another thing I do appreciate about fan base. They give, well, I wouldn't say Gonk isn't a creative name, but it sticks out to you at least.
Well, of course, because it's the sound the droid makes.
Yeah. And of course, in the, I already mentioned about it being the ammunition droid in Battlefront. In the first LEGO games, you could actually play as a Gong droid, which are the slowest characters in the game, and they cannot jump.
Now I need to get LEGO Star Wars.
But they do explode when they are hit.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Even though it's incredibly hard to actually explode a Gong droid in lore, they just explode over the place in game.
Well, of course. It's a LEGO game.
Yeah. However...
Just insert the Yoda death sound.
That is such an iconic sound, goddamn. But of course, you could actually buy a Super Gong droid, which could actually run and jump.
Seriously?
Yep.
I really need to get that game.
Again, yeah.
I played it when I was a kid with my brother, but I was never that into Star Wars back then.
No, that's fair. It's always good to go back in your childhood and do the nostalgia trip.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, here's another nice thing about the Gong droid. It is so popular that a lot of Star Wars cosplayers love dressing up as the Gong droid. Because it's the most, arguably the most... easiest costume you can make because it's just two boxes.
I was gonna say two cardboard boxes and you're good.
Yeah, pretty much. Like there is a particular group on Facebook called the Gong Droid Builders Group, which has over 4,000 members.
Oh my god.
Which for comparison, I believe the largest cosplay group for the Star Wars franchise anyway is the 501st Legion. Which is like over 14,000 members, by the way.
Shit.
But that's even more than the Mando Mercs group, which is 1,400.
Well, yeah, of course, because Mandos are awesome.
Yeah, and a nice little bit of tidbits. I may have mentioned Meta Nerds a couple of times on this podcast, but a nice little behind-the-scenes thing. His now wife cosplays as a Gong droid, and he actually proposed to her when she's dressing up as a Gong droid.
That is cute.
That is very cute. And I know I'm going more into other creators and fan material, but it's just to show how popular of a Gong Droid is.
Hey, Fanon helps make up the fandom as well.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, gonna do a little bit of a shout-out to his YouTube channel called High Ground Animations. They're an animation group. They're currently working on this really high-quality Clone Wars-style animation called Took Tales. It looks exactly like the official TCW animation, by the way. It's so good. Cool. I'll have to show you later. But one of the characters that's going to appear in that series is Speedy the Gong Droid. He looks so awesome.
Oh, he's got a little fin.
Yeah.
I love him already.
Yeah, he looks awesome. And he looks like he's going to go fast. But,
insert the Sonic X theme.
And of course, shout out to our own male Gong Droid.
Oh, yeah.
We barely talk about him nowadays, but that is a design that exists.
So was the Mayo Droid, our Mayo Droid, based on the Gong?
No, it's based on kind of Chopper and R2.
Oh, that makes sense.
But yeah, I thought it would be fun to give a male version of a Gong Droid. It's only appropriate.
That would be funny.
But of course, I'm going to go back into LEGO a little bit. There are a couple of neat little Gong Droid characters in the LEGO animations and the LEGO games. There's this red Gong Droid called, I shit you not, Gonkatine.
What?
He's a red Gong Droid. That
Shit!
That's a red Gong Droid that's found on Exego.
Oh my God.
And initially he wanted to join the Knights of Ren. They told him no, and he decided, fuck you guys, I'm gonna make the Knights of Gonk. Oh my God. She has a red Gong Droid.
Fuck you guys, I'm gonna make my own Knights of Ren with blackjack.
Pretty much, yeah. Then there's a couple of other named Gong Droids. There's Servo, and this one's my favorite, Sir Gonkington the Third.
Sir Gonkington the
Third. It's just a Gong Droid NPC you find in the Skywalker trilogy.
I would give him a little top hat.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And a monocle.
You know, that's actually a nice little lead up to the next Gong Droid. Here, actual lore, by the way, mm-hmm. Not LEGO. I want you to meet Honky Tonk.
Honky Tonk. What the fuck?
It's just a Gong Droid with a cowboy hat.
Howdy, partner. Oh my God.
Honky Tonk neighbor.
I love him. Sorry, I'm still recovering from being sick, but oh my God.
I'm making you laugh a lot right now. Another interesting Gong Droid that isn't there for the lulz or anything like that, but there's this Gong Droid called DCGNK, who is a Gong Droid that's modified by the Jawas with salvaged protocol droid parts.
Okay.
Basically to serve as their translator, but it gained a higher sentience because of that. And lastly, we have the goodest of boys. Where the fuck did he go? The goodest of boys, Gonky from the Bad Batch.
Gonky from the Bad Batch.
Yeah, so he's a defective Gong Droid because he can't recharge things fully. Where the fuck was that image? He's part of the Clone Force 99 main characters as the backward Gong Droid.
I mean, he fits under the name Bad Batch.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He's a defective Gong Droid that's accompanied by defective clones, so very appropriate.
That's hilarious.
And every once in a while, why the fuck can't I put this image up? Motherfucking Wrecker uses him as a weight. Here's a picture of him right here. He's just lifting him with one hand while eating a chicken leg in the other.
That is so fucking funny.
But yeah, poor Gonky.
I wasn't imagining him lifting him with one arm. I was imagining fucking bench pressing a gondroid.
Yeah, that just shows how fucking strong Wrecker is.
God damn.
But, yeah, that's basically the gondroid.
I love these guys.
They are so awesome. I would love to have one. And I guess, like, as a backup pet or something like that. Like, like, okay, I don't have to feed him. He could just go over wherever he likes. And bright side, if I do have another powder outage, I do have another power source.
Yeah, true. Honky Tonk is my spirit animal.
Just a motherfucking gondroid with a cowboy hat. Okay, so the lore behind him is that he's part of D Squad, which is like a squad of rogue droids and a Grand Army for Republic and all that.
That's still...
Just, okay, who are our new recruits? Gonk. Gonky.
Oh, shit.
Yes, absolutely. You can absolutely see why the people love the gondroid so much.
I see it now. You got me laughing so hard I'm crying.
By the way, there is a legit Reddit group out there called the Cult of the Power Droid.
Oh, shit. not surprising, because, you know, like, Maw installation.
Yeah.
And
like, yeah, Gondroid, it has a cult in-universe, but also a cult status outside of universe.
That's so funny.
I would absolutely love to make my own Gondroid.
I was gonna say, if you try cosplay a Gondroid, you're gonna be huge.
Yeah, that would be very true. Not to mention all the prep work that I have to do. But yeah, that was a nice little fun episode. It's always fun going into the mundane aspects of Star Wars. Like, we always talk about Abla, the Bringer of Chaos, or Darth Treya, the Master of the Exile. And now we have the Gondroid.
Yep, just the itty-bitty Gondroid.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. I absolutely love this. We gotta do more droid-centric episodes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing droid-centric episodes if they're gonna be as funny as this.
Exactly. But got any thoughts on the Gonk droid, Hannah?
Gonk.
Gonk. Inspiring word to live by, Hannah. You speak fluent Gonkin. But yes, so nice little mundane episode.
Nothing too deep for the new year.
Yeah. Our next episode will be more particularly interesting. And with that, actually, I'm going to leave you with a nice little quote from our future episode topic.
Okay, sneak peek.
Little sneak peek, and I get to practice my voice for once. Equality is a lie, a myth to appease the masses. Simply look around, and you will see the lie for what it is. There are those with power, those with the strength and will to lead. And there are those meant to follow, those incapable of anything but servitude and a meager, worthless existence. And we are going to leave that off, and you will have to wait to see who our next episode topic is going to be about. Thank you, as always, for supporting our podcast, and I am looking forward to what sort of shenanigans we get up to this year.
Yeah, me too. 2025 will be a year, will be a point in time where I exist.
Exactly. Maybe
this sure is not my year.
May the force be with you.
This is the way.
Bye-bye.
Adios.